Good morning, and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Lori Chapel.
Morning.
Lori, I want to thank you so much for taking time to visit with us this morning on, I believe, the second official day of the Iowa State Fair.
It is, and it's a great one.
Isn't it, though? I'm guessing people are just pouring in through the gates.
Well, when I got here pretty early this morning, the north lot was already starting to fill up. So wonderful weather and great programming makes for a fabulous Iowa State Fair.
Absolutely, Lori. Now, there's always something new happening at the Iowa State Fair. And so I thought maybe you'd just pick out one or two of those to kind of highlight.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be an Iowa State Fair without the butter cow. And everyone's always interested in what the companion is. And this year we are paying tribute to the Lincoln Highway, which, as you know, runs from New York City to San Francisco straight through Iowa. So we all have a connection with that. And the Lincoln Highway Bridge in Tama is actually featured along with a sculpture of Abraham Lincoln.
And, you know, when it's busy at the fair, and it usually is, there's always a crowd there around the butter cow window to see what's going on. Isn't that amazing, Lori? How that's the butter cow has gained international attention.
It has. We call it the world famous butter cow. It's been around since 1911. And I think that's, you know, the reason why it is so popular. Generation to generation, that tradition of seeing it has passed along. And it's just heartwarming to see all the families as they pass by the cooler.
Now, mentioning butter, that just leads me right into food because, again, I think the fair has gained this reputation of something new on a stick.
Well, and we have several new on a stick foods this year, a total of 18 new foods, both on and off sticks. And, you know, it wouldn't be a state fair without new ones, including the shrimp corn dog. We have a bacon-wrapped riblet on a stick, a smoothie on a stick, and probably one of the more decadent, a deep-fried brownie on a stick.
Wow. And you did something a little different, I believe, to kind of choose some of the both the ones on the stick and your other vendors. You had a little contest or something going before fair?
We did. It was the first time we encouraged our concessionaires to think outside the box and come up with new product that was on a stick, but that was a quality product that tasted great, it looked great, and had good value for our fairgoers. They were all judged. We had several entries, and the voting is now going on. So if you happen to be at the Iowa State Fair, you'll need to stop by the booth. We have all the information on our website, and you can actually vote for your favorite out of those top three.
That means you've got to try them all.
You should.
I always say I go to the fair to eat my way across the fair because there's so many tempting things there and so many different kinds of things to see and do. Let's just talk for a minute about tickets, the price to get in.
Well, at the gate, if you don't already have your tickets, at the gate it's $11 for adults and $5 for children ages 6 to 11. Of course, kids 5 and under are always free. And if you're planning to come during the week and you have to go to work that day, after 5, Monday through Thursday, we do discount, and it's $6 at the gate for adults and $3 for children. So good to plan ahead.
You bet. And for that price, there's just so much free entertainment. I mean, yeah, you're going to spend a little money on food, but you can be entertained all day long without paying another penny.
Absolutely. We have more than $500,000 worth of entertainment on our free stages, and that programming starts as early as 9 in the morning and then just comes to a huge crescendo at night when we feature our really top acts. In fact, acts that a lot of times are in other fairs' grandstands. We're featuring on our free stages, and all that is free. And you mentioned eating your way through the fair. We have on our website a $2 and under menu. So if you are looking to, you know, be budget-minded when you visit the fair, that can be done. Check out our website, iowastatefair.org, and you can download a list of inexpensive food.
All right. And, of course, all of the entertainment is there. What's being featured tonight in the grandstand?
Tonight we have our Happy Together tour, and that's featuring the Turtles, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Chuck Negron, former lead singer of Three Dog Night, Mark Lindsay, former lead singer of Paul Revere and the Raiders, and Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Wow. Looking back a little bit, there are a couple of those names that I recognized when I probably wouldn't recognize the new groups. Lori, now I've been asking you, you know, these questions. Is there something that you want to really feature that I haven't asked about?
Well, tickets for grandstand shows are still available at all Ticketmaster outlets, as well as if you're here at the fair and decide to go to the show, you can stop by the ticket office and get those tickets. You know, the best place to get information about the fair is our website, and it can be an overwhelming process, especially if you're new to the fair. So we try to make that easy. We have 3, 6, and 9 hour tours that you can download and print, bring with you. And also, if you're more of the professional fair goer and want to be very well prepared, check out our daily program. You can select the activities that you want to attend, and that will all print off for you as well.
You know, Lori, I've been to the fair many times before I got on the free transportation that went up through the campgrounds, and I was absolutely amazed.
We have several ways to get around the fairgrounds, and if folks are in the campgrounds and need to get down to the main grounds, those shuttles are actually pulled by the Clearfield Lions, and just yesterday we kicked off their 50th year of pulling those trams, which is pretty cool. They were celebrated yesterday at our opening ceremonies. That was a lot of fun. And then we also have trams on the main grounds that just take you from location to location, and you just stop by, wait at one of the signs and wait for the tram, and it'll take you to your next stop.
And is the overhead tram, that we can get an overhead view, is that still in operation?
Absolutely. We have 2 sky gliders, and they are very well located on the fairgrounds, so you're going to get a different view depending on which one you're riding, and they do. They'll take you from one side of the grounds to the other, and it's really a great way to see the fairgrounds.
You know, and actually, I think if you're new, sometimes you know, get your map, get all that ready, and then take that sky ride, because then you sort of see, okay, this is where we're going, this is where we've been, sort of thing. So I always think that's kind of fun to do. Lori, you know, the Iowa State Fair, of course, one of the things that's on the list of 100 things to do before you die, so it's really something to go see and do. But I haven't mentioned two of my favorite areas, the whole, horticulture, agriculture, and the 4-H exhibits, another one, the quilt show. It just goes on and on.
I know, it's a long list, and 4-H always has such a fabulous array of exhibits from our very talented 4-Hers here in Iowa. It's amazing the ideas they come up with, but then not only think of them, but really put them together and finish them off in fabulous ways and end up being displayed here and exhibited at the Iowa State Fair. It's worth the visit to the 4-H building.
And not only 4-H, but other areas. Take your little notebook with you, because you're going to get some ideas to take home with you, I think.
Absolutely. You know, when I was younger and in 4-H, we would come to the state fair, and I'd always want to go through the 4-H building and get ideas for my next year's projects.
So just get there. I mean, there's just we have way too much to talk about, but I hope we've given people just a little bit of insight. Say, hey, I haven't been there for a long time. I better get there this week. And it ends, what's the ending date?
August 18th.
Okay, got a little bit of time here. Get yourself to the Iowa State Fair. We want to thank you very much, Lori Chappell, the Marketing Director for Iowa State Fair, for being with us this morning. And remember, nothing compares like the Iowa State Fair.